This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin' Cookin' with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
It's pork and apple patties with ribbon cider gravy.
Yes.
And what do we call the
cabbage? It's hot cabbage remoulade. And remoulade means just addition of mustard. And you would normally have like a cold remoulade made with celeriac. But we're gonna, so I'll do it first because I want to do it because the cabbage is raw. So
okay.
In here,
3 minute cabbage.
Onion nicely finely chopped and cooking in some butter.
Nice and brown.
Yeah.
Now which, as you told me a couple of weeks ago, is patience.
I was thinking you wouldn't remember.
No, I do.
Just patience, that's it.
My onions never end up like that.
No, and then a wee bit of salt. Right, a wee bit of salt. And give it a wee toss around there. And then, right, I'm going to put a lid on this, right?
Uh-huh.
But first of all, wee bit of, just about a tablespoonful of water.
Right.
Right. And then the lid on. Okay.
Okay.
It's a makeshift lid. It's actually a bowl. But anyway, that's okay. That's fine. Right. And then we've got our sausage patties, John, are these in here. And we've got a wee bit of sausage meat. And if you ask your butcher, you know, just to get the sausage, you know, when he's making up the sausages, just to keep you some sausage meat. And then a bit of apple. I just, you know, those apples that are still in the garden, we're going to be having those. That's going
discovery.
To be, yeah, discovery apples. So wee red apples. A wee bit of finely chopped fennel seed.
Uh-huh.
Some garlic and some parsley and a bit of onion. And then that just goes into the pan.
And have you egg and that?
No, because the sausage meat will, you know, just the protein and the sausage meat will just hold it all together lovely. And then just let that cook down.
Well, you can see the wee slices, the tiny wee slices of apple in the middle of the meatballs.
See that? I just want to. You see that they're holding the shape, John. Just so I can just flip them over there. Then what I did was just I got a couple of beef pork ribs from the butcher, sealed them off in a really hot pan, and then just some celery and some onion and a nice drop of dry cider. If you use a local cider.
Uh-huh.
Try not to use the mass-produced ones because they're not appley.
Yeah.
So if we'll just fry this off here. These and if you just put a wee bit of the cider into the pan.
Yeah.
And you smell apples there, don't you?
Oh, you smell the apples and you smell the parsley.
Yeah.
Fresh parsley and the fennel.
Yeah. Whereas if you were to use a commercial cider, you know, it's not going to have that lovely because they actually make them with apples.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, seal them all off. Put them into a pot, bit of chicken stock, and let that cook until the pork rib is just tender.
Mm-hmm.
And then let it set, let it rest for a wee minute or two, and look, and then we just
gravy.
That's your gravy, and just shred it all up.
So when you say do it until it's tender, how long? What are you talking, an hour?
2 hours.
2 hours?
For a rib, because they're on the bone, and then that's...
got a big waft of
see that nice
apple.
Waft, yeah, of apple, yeah. And just... So I'm going to. These are all done already. So just add the gravy and cook them down for probably about half an hour, just very gently. And I'm going to thicken that with a wee bit of corn flour. And
so in the pan, first of all, you've got the brown. You've kind of sealed off the meatballs.
Yeah.
I'm not calling them meatballs, but they're patties.
Well, patties. Kind of, meatballs is fine. Yeah.
And then in the juice, then they cook
and then
through.
Then you've made your gravy separately, and then just to thicken it, just a bit of corn flour, and that's. And that gives you a lovely sort of creamy gravy, and it's and you have that just with some mash, but we've got the, and that's it, John. So it's nice and thick, and it's not too gluten free as well, especially, and the sausages are gluten free too. So I'm going to have a wee look at this cabbage now.
3 minute
sort of
cabbage.
Safe. There we are, right? That cabbage is now ready.
Oh,
there's
look
no
at
smell
that.
Of cabbage, right?
There's no smell of cabbage.
No, just I'm going to just put a small splash of vinegar in there.
Why is that now?
Just because it's like a, I want to have it like a kind of a dressing, the way you would do with a remoulade. Two good teaspoonfuls of whole grain mustard. And then because of vinegar in there, a wee, just a pinch of sugar.
Okay.
All right. And then just give that a... And then you've got... And that's it.
So you've got the bright grain. And the cabbage looks that nice bright
green
colour.
Yeah.
And then you've got the nice brown onions in the middle of it and all the rest. And the wee grains are mixing through it off the mustard.
And the great thing is it doesn't smell...
Cabbagey.
No. Because there is, whenever you cook cabbage, after a certain length of time, there's an enzyme that's released.
Is that what that
and
is?
And that's what it is. So if you cook it for a long time, it's the only other way that I do it to avoid that is, you know, if you have a big, nice big cast iron crock pot, you know, big pot, and if you quarter the cabbage and put it into that and add some stock and onions and herbs and cover up really tight and leave it for about an hour, just braised, then it seems
slowly
to go, yeah.
Right, and you don't get any smell.
No,
because otherwise it smells like your school canteen.
Yeah. And then, do you know when we were school, and you and we're roughly around the same age, aren't we? It was dried cabbage they used.
Was
Did
it?
You know that?
No.
Yeah.
Dried cabbage? Uh-huh,
so I found that out recently, and that's why we've all turned out weird.
What?
No, you know, giving us dried cabbage at school.
So what's dry? So dried, reconstituted.
And then they added water to it.
No
that's
way.
It smelts. Do you remember it used to?
Oh, it stank the whole place out.
The bus would be like 3 miles from Corrine, and you could smell the cabbage. You know, and it was just in the schools. You know, that was it.
If anybody can shed light on that, if there's a former,
not all schools now.
Dinner,
I have to say, now that not all schools, but
someone who was involved in cooking in schools who can confirm or deny that they used
over 20
dried
years ago.
Cabbage. 20, that's over, is, maybe, yes. Then you can call us on 81771. We'd love to hear from you to confirm that vicious rumour. Well, that is obviously why we ended up the way we are.
Yeah.
Look at this. This here is just rainy day food.
It is, isn't it? Do you know all that's missing from that? It's actually just a big, nice big scoop of mashed potato with a well,
of
butter in it.
Yeah. You know me too
I'm
well.
I'm having to cut back in the butter now because it's so expensive. So when that's where it's only 25 grams in that cabbage. So it's like it's a low butter.
And you see the meat in that?
Mm-hmm.
In the pork patties. What do you ask for? Just sausage meat?
Just, right. You know what? If you don't, if you've...
It's not like a cut. You don't go
I just happened to go to the butcher the other day when he was making sausages. So what? And I said, can get some of the meat. But if you just buy good butcher sausages and split them down the side and take the meat out.
Okay.
Because sausage meat... You know, if you buy sausage meat itself that you'd use for stuffing it, I find it can be quite fatty.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you use the good butcher sausages, they're, you know, so it is National Sausage Week next week.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Does everybody know that?
Yeah, no.
Starts
on
Monday.
Your celebrations?
Time to celebrate, yeah. But
you're
you know,
right.
But aren't sausages great? And they're cheap.
Fantastic.
And they're so tasty. And, you know, bit of cabbage, bit of, and the rib, I think the rib and the, you know, that nice slowly cooked rib, and you've got those wee bits, and it's like,
and wee bit of mustard and
cheap
all the
cheapest chips as well too. No,
really?
Well, less than all of it. You could feed 6 people there for less than a tenner just with it.
6?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You need to feed a few more than 6
today. Well, Grania's not...
Grania doesn't eat pork.
Vegetarian,
so it'll be cabbage remoulade for Grania McCoy. That's beautiful. Recipe on the website. On the John Toll Show page. You can check out BBC Radio Ulster. www.bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster and if you call us here on 03030 80 55 55, we'll send you out a wee recipe sheet for the pork and apple patties, rib and cider gravy with hot cabbage remoulade.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster, and there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.